We're welcoming Michael Parker, Principal Consultant of Enable Coaching and President of the Palmerstone Chamber of Commerce, and Karen Lewis, Founder of Oceana Marketing Group and Secretary of the Chamber, to 1015 Studio and Mike to have a chat about the new business directory site you're in the process of building. Hi, guys.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Debbie.
Welcome to the show. So what have you got to tell us today?
Debbie, when we first started the Chamber, one of the things that all of our members were asking for was a directory. And we really wanted to do it in the best way we could do it. So we spent our time, I think the Chamber's been in existence for 9 months.
Yep, yes,
very new. We now have 180 members.
Yes, very exciting.
And so we've been very busy across the Christmas period, and we built ourselves a directory.
Correct, yes. So what we were trying to achieve was exactly the ethos of the Chamber, was that connectivity between businesses, local businesses in the area, where they can converse, they can connect, and they can do business together. So really trying to keep the business and the economy going within Moreton Bay, so keeping everything within the region, which is very much why we founded the Palmerstone Chamber of Commerce as well.
So it's all very exciting for you guys at the moment.
Very exciting. Really exciting. Now, this isn't just a directory, because everyone has one, right?
Yes.
This is amazing. It's called the Moreton Bay Business Hub.com.au. It's not just a directory. It acts as a job site. You can put your free job listings up there. There's three levels. The first level is free. Everything's free with us, right?
Yes.
First level's free. You get your free listing, and it covers all of Moreton Bay. And when you get your free listing, you get free membership to the Palmerstone Chamber as well. So you get your backlinks, you get some artwork, you get to write your bio, you get your socials, and you get some other stuff as well there as well.
Yep.
The next level, you get you get your blogs, you get you're able to list as many photos as you want, you get your videos, and then you also can get the ability to put up your jobs, and that's free.
Okay. Does anyone get any help with this? Because a lot of businesses probably would have a problem with the technology. Do you help with that as well, Michael?
It is really easy.
Oh,
it
good.
Is really, really easy. Look, I'm telling you, probably you'd be in there for 40 minutes, 30 minutes playing around, and it's so intuitive. It just is so natural.
Yeah. Oh, that's excellent.
Yeah, we do offer email support. If anybody is ever stuck, reach out to us on email, and you know we can help you out. We can even jump in and help optimize your bio. So we really want to support small businesses in getting them onto this directory and conversing and connecting with each other.
And I get that from my interactions with Michael in the past. It's all about your members and businesses and helping businesses grow, which is pretty amazing for this day and age.
Are you amazed?
I'm amazed.
I'm going to take you to another level.
Okay.
So the next level then has all of your products.
Really?
And it also acts as a real estate. You can put your real estate listings in there.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
And that's what we want for Moreton Bay. We want it's a hub where people are doing business, and that's what we want. And we want to introduce Palmerstone to Moreton Bay.
Yeah, it's here for the long term too, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's excellent news. So what else is happening? Or has happened?
So we've got our free sunset drinks coming up at the end of February. So we do that the last Friday of every month. And we do it at the Oyster Shed up at Sandstone Hotel.
Wow.
Yes.
That's a nice venue.
It is. Lovely. Yes.
The drinks aren't free. Just the event is free, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's another opportunity for businesses, local businesses, to get together, to connect, to have conversation. And we facilitate that in terms of getting everybody in the same location, getting them chatting, introduce them to each other. And then, Michael, do you want to talk about the
monster?
Moreton Bay Monster Speed Networking Events.
This is really exciting.
The monster, we call it.
The monster.
Right? And we've already had one. And it was an absolute.
It was a smash.
It was amazing. So the one we had was at Broby Island RSL.
Yep.
We had 50 businesses in the room.
50. That's amazing to get that sort of roll up in this day and age.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, we're finding it at our events. Just the first sunset, we had, I think, 30.
Yes.
30 there. And people are just eager to connect.
Yes.
Debbie. So the speed networking, Moreton Bay speed networking event, the Monster is what we call it. It's going to go around Moreton Bay. It's not going to stay just on Bribie Island. The next one we're working on very, very closely. The concept's this. We have these businesses in the room and they have 50 seconds to introduce their business to that person. That person has 50 seconds to introduce their business to the other person.
50 seconds. And that, you know, it might sound like not like much, but it's a long time, isn't it, when you're trying to talk about your business to someone?
Yeah, it's a very good way of really honing your elevator pitch.
Yes. Yeah.
And then the inside circle moves to their left. And so everyone gets to talk to everyone.
Not to the right, it's the left.
To the left.
Swipe left.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But it's a very good way of, because with what we were finding with other networking events that we were putting on, the feedback that we were getting was, I didn't get all the way around the room, I didn't see everybody. And what we thought was, this is a really good mechanism to get everybody talking to each other. And then what we would do is we would say, right, if there's anybody in the room that you've spoken to that you want to have a follow-up conversation with, what we're doing is we're putting on a dinner and we're actually creating tables of eight. So it's a little bit more chilled out, a little bit less dramatic, but they can have a more fulfilled conversation with each other.
And they can exchange business cards too. Exactly. That would be really important so that you can call someone afterwards too.
Yeah.
Or just go into the directory.
Yeah.
That directory sounds pretty amazing. Yeah, it's something that that's never happened here in Moreton Bay before, hasn't it, in this area?
I don't believe that there is a directory that is really populated, and we need a populated directory. Mm. That's what we're doing.
And it's not area-based, is it?
No.
You can come from anywhere, any business.
Correct.
Yeah. So you welcome anyone into the fold.
Yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely. And they get the advantage of becoming a free member of the Pumicestone Chamber for signing up to the directory. There's no obligation to them. It's a free membership. But what it does do is it means that we can communicate with them in terms of our events coming up. Mm. And if they do want to have that face-to-face connection with other local businesses, they're across what the Pumicestone Chamber is doing.
And this is not just businesses. You know, your non-for-profits can go on there.
Yeah.
Because we actually have, and I forgot to tell you, we have a little events area.
Oh.
We have an events area.
Yeah.
You're not in the studio, but Michael's seat just went down. He looks like this little hobbit now, the microphone. Sorry.
You got that excited.
Too bad we don't have cameras, hey?
Yeah, thanks, guys.
That's for the blooper reel.
Go on. Sorry, Michael.
So what the real advantage of that is, obviously, those non-for-profits can put their events up as well.
Yes. Yeah.
All right, then it becomes an events page.
Yeah, and that's going to really help with fundraising and awareness, and that's what we're all about, is spreading the word and being the advocate for small businesses in the area.
And it's pretty unheard of to have free membership. Like, there's no chamber anywhere else that has free membership.
Oh, there's one up the Sunshine Coast.
Oh, there is?
Yeah, well, one on the Gold Coast.
Well, that makes all the difference.
The model is definitely there.
Yeah, because there's so many costs in today's world, especially in business. And to get a free membership with someone that will mentor you, allow you to advertise within their site, help you grow your business, I mean, it's plus, plus, plus. Win, win, win.
Yeah.
2026 strategies. I have done 20 strategies which were free to our members.
Wow.
And these are a bespoke strategy, a strategic plan. So it's for that business itself. And they're about 22 pages long, and I give them 12 strategies bespoke to that business and a blueprint so they can go step by step by step.
Yeah.
And that's still available to our chamber members. Yep. So if anyone wants a 2026 strategic plan, it is there available to them.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. Yep. Okay, so is there anything else you want to talk about today while we're here?
I'm very excited for the area.
Yeah.
You know, with the plans that's going ahead, the infrastructure probably needs to catch up. But, you know, with all of the different plans for the tourism and so forth for this area, I'm excited for those little businesses.
Yes. And the government's working very hard with the 2032 Olympics coming up. I suppose we're lucky to have that, as much as it's going to be a big cost. Big, big cost to the government and possibly the taxpayer. But it's still going to make a major difference to us because the infrastructure's got to work with the influx of people that are coming in.
Mm.
And all the businesses want to be ready for it.
You've hit the nail on the head. Yeah. And Karen and I are actually currently developing a little workshop for businesses on how to take advantage. How do you get yourself ready for the 2032.
It's 6 years away.
It's not that far.
It's only 6 years.
Yep.
It's amazing.
And it's a lot of businesses are very sort of lost in the noise of, well, how do I leverage this for my business? Mm. So a lot of the foundations that we're setting up is to really sort of keep that economy within the Moreton Bay area.
Yes.
But also how to leverage things like the Olympics and really sort of supporting small businesses. So when I first spoke to Michael about starting the chamber, one of the things that really attracted me to becoming secretary was Michael's passion for small businesses in the area and seeing them being successful and being a real cheerleader for the area. And, you know, he kind of gave me this speech about, you know, every small business is actually someone's dream.
Yes.
And that kind of got me on board. And what we want to do is we want to make sure that those dreams are fulfilled, the area is set up for success, and the businesses thrive in this space. So that's really what we're all about.
Yeah. It puts a little bit of spark into your business too. If you can find a new way to actually advertise and talk to people, it sort of generates the excitement again for the business owner and the staff.
You know, like I've said this before, and my chamber probably will get tired of me saying this because there's only two reasons why. there's two main reasons why a business will go out of business.
Yeah.
Because there's no profit. I can fix that.
Yeah.
Or they're not connected. They're lonely. Now we're fixing that.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep. They're not on your own. You're not on your own anymore. You've just got to step up. It's the first step. That's the biggest thing. The first step, making contact with you guys, and then it's all easy street from then on in.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, very good. We've really tried to leverage and lean into the hub as well to make it bigger than just a directory. So, you know, we've added in marketing value within the build of that, which gives you SEO value, so search engine optimization value, so that you, when your listing's on there, you'll be seen. It's more about how do we raise awareness for small businesses in the area and help them promote themselves. Because a lot of the times they're so busy working on their business that they actually don't consider how to, you know, they're the best kept secret in town half the time. Yep. So how do we get them out there? How do we get them promoting themselves?
That's the MortonBayBusinessHub.com.au.
Correct.
Yeah. Go have a look at it. It's just amazing.
Yep.
Yeah, very clever. Very clever.
And that's how they get in contact with you?
Absolutely.
If they need to,
Either through that site or through PumstoneChamberofCommerce.com.au. There's contact numbers there as well.
Excellent. Okay. It looks a very easy website to navigate. Everything is listed clearly. There are options available and prices are listed. Yep.
And there's a free version. And there's a free. You can get a free listing as well.
Yep. Beautiful. Business directories are two-way streets. It allows businesses to market themselves to the public, but it also means that it's easy for the public to find the type of business they're looking for. It's the 21st century version of the Yellow Pages. Michael and Karen, we wish you every success with the directory, and we would encourage businesses to join and the public to use the directory. Thanks for joining 1015fm.com.au, where you can find more great podcasts. Thank you, guys.
Thank you for having us, Debbie. Thank you.
It's been a pleasure.